Look, we're pleased just to get over the line. It's an Ulster final. That's 8 out of 10, I think, for Derry and that. So it's just good to show that the work's still ongoing there within Derry and the clubs are still producing a conveyor.
And it was crucial there to get the one, Damon, two, to get us into the All-Ireland series as well as Ulster final.
Look, this is the date that we've targeted from day one, that you get the semi-final, and it is the day because it gives you a platform then for a season, you know what I mean? You get sort of two bites of the cherry as such. Obviously we're in Ulster final next week, but you know, no matter how that goes, you get another go at it. You just get two bites out, you're in the All-Ireland quarter final now. So look, just delighted to get to that point. We can start thinking of that now, quicker turnaround again rather than the 2 week breaks that we had there all along. So no, looking forward to that.
Sloppy enough start from you, there's three down, and it took that Kevin Hargan goal to maybe pull you into it and maybe wake us up a wee bit.
Yeah, Dylan Rock scored the goal, but Kevin Hargan scored a goal at the start of the second half. But it did, we missed three or four chances in that period, and the next thing then we got the goal was, you know, they'll be disappointed with the goal because it swung the momentum, it gave us a bit of a footing in the game. Whenever we were nervous, again, as I alluded to a wee minute ago, we targeted this day as a big day. We were nervous playing against the breeze, started to carry the ball and the tackle a wee bit, and sometimes, you know, when you're playing against the breeze, you do have to carry more. But look, we tidied that up in the second half and really turned it around, really turned the screw a wee bit, and that's when we started to move the ball that wee bit quicker. So look pleased the way it's come out, you know.
And what was said at half time, because you had an explosive start in the second half?
And look, we felt that Tyrone were probably working that wee bit harder. We felt that we weren't giving our men coming out to the ball or having to look really hard for our options, even coming off the shoulder. We just wanted more energy. We wanted the boys to show that they had the desire to make an Ulster final as well. This group felt that they had the goods to do that, but there's no point talking about it. They had to come out and lift it and do it. But you know, we have leaders all over the pitch there, but lads like Kevin Hargan come out and hit 1-1 in that sort of first 2 minutes of the second half. He's new to Mayne this year, so you know, great leadership from him and execution when the moment was needed, you know.
Sorry, first class team.
Damien, five or six starters from last year's All-Ireland winning teams. You've gone in this year with a team with a great grounding in that regard and great experience.
There's no question that you can't argue that doesn't give you a bit of a footing, even just starting the year out, in the sense of just culture, but the thing, knowing what it takes, probably brings a maturity to the whole group too. 2 years work of, we attended the panel, like, and 2 years work in 10 men, you know, it's a lot of work for them, and you can see the physically how different they are this year compared to their last year. But look, that's an exceptional 10 that we had last year out of under 16 level. You know, that doesn't happen every year like that, but as you see, it's been a good footing, as you say, in the year to get those four or five lads in. We have a couple of lads who are on the panel now in the team now as well too, so that you're sort of seven or eight back.
You have Armagh now in the final, and they've had a very strong series and a great performance by all accounts in Ballyshannon today.
Yeah, Armagh, a very strong side. We sort of watched them through the championship, all through in the league and stuff. Well organised, big, physical, half forwards, good in around the middle and winning ball. They came here and the result wouldn't have went the way anybody anticipated at all. It'll be a totally different game next week. They've got to look at us, etc. They'll have a plan for us. It's going to be another titanic battle. Like, you don't get Ulster titles just handed to you. They'll take great encouragement from winning the two games back to back there, over Monaghan and now Donegal. Like, going to Ballyshannon and winning in Ballyshannon is never an easy task against Donegal, a strong county. But Armagh's got it together, and I'm looking forward to that now.
You obviously have a group with a great mentality there. I mean, they'll not want to stop at an Ulster title. They'll want to go on and do what they did last year.
No, we'd want to start with an Ulster title. It's not next week. There's only the only game in town now. The All Ireland series becomes a totally different thing. It's like a restart button once you get through Ulster. You know, whether you win or lose. So look, Ulster final is the only thing in our heads now at the minute. We'll be mad keen to win it. Like, as minor as in senior, Ulster titles mean a lot, you know.